This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 11th. I'm Paul Plack. New sales figures from the General Aviation Manufacturers Association show that in the first 9 months of 2010, total GA airplane shipments fell 14.5%. Pete Bunce is encouraged, though, by the pace of R&D at manufacturers. The Allied Pilots Association has taken a stand against invasive full-body scanners, saying their use on uniformed pilots is demeaning to the profession and that the radiation will increase health risks. CAPA, the Coalition of Airline Pilots Associations, is renewing its call for screening of cargo going on all cargo flights that matches the thoroughness of that on passenger flights. The cargo industry got itself exempted in 2007 to hold down costs. China Eastern Airlines has placed an order worth $1.2 billion with Rolls-Royce for Trent 700 engines to power 16 Airbus A330s. The order includes a long-term service agreement and performance upgrades for 20 existing planes. Boeing's Dreamliner test fleet was grounded Tuesday after an electrical fire on board test aircraft number 2 forced a landing at Laredo, Texas. Eads and Airbus say six free-fall paratroopers made jumps from the test A400M aircraft Grizzly 3 in France last week. Other tests have involved water balloons and test dummies. A rare F4U1 birdcage Corsair was raised from the bottom of Lake Michigan Monday. It'll eventually be displayed at the National Museum of Naval Aviation in Pensacola, Florida. SITES, the Smithsonian Institution Traveling Exhibition Service, is going on the road for 5 years to show the public the history of spacesuits. And the U.S. Army will spend $30 million with Bell Helicopter to develop new drivetrain technologies. The program will be known as Future Advanced Rotorcraft Drive System, the acronym for which will be FARDS. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell talks with Stearman enthusiast Steve McDonald about what it's like to own one. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.